Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This one is wild.
Wilder than normal?
Yeah, it has to do with proposing and telling someone not to propose.
Oh, yeah, by wild.
And wait till you hear why she won't marry him. This is the whole thing is, okay.
So break it down, break it down.
So give her this girl a name. She's got to stay anonymous. There's no way. There's no way she can be real.
Katie Ann.
You with the double names. Fine. Katie Ann. Katie Ann wrote in and said, am I the jerk for telling him not to propose to my sister?
Huh?
Hold on. She said, Allie and DZ, I have a fraternal twin sister who's dating my husband's younger brother.
Okay.
She's married. Her twin sister's dating the younger brother.
Say that one more time so I can map it in my brain.
She's a twin and she's married. Her sister, her twin sister, is dating her husband's little brother. Her brother-in-law.
Okay, got it.
You know what's weird? I have two aunts and two uncles who are married to each other. So my mom has two brothers and they married sisters.
So genetically, they could be each other's like parents.
I guess.
Kind of.
What? Well, I don't know. I can't think that hard right now. But I've seen it happen where sisters have married brothers.
Yeah.
And they have full long lives. And yeah, it's wild.
Well, no.
My whole life, I didn't know my aunts were sisters, by the way. I thought they were just married. They were my aunts and married to my uncles. And I was like, wait, guys are sisters?
Y'all related?
Like, I had no idea until I was like 12.
How do y'all know each other again?
Swear to God. Anyway, okay, so she's a twin.
Digressing back. She's a twin.
Her twin sister's dating her husband's little brother.
Your little brother. Okay? Got it.
Now, she said her sister keeps making comments about how awful her new last name is because she got married recently. She told me she could never marry her boyfriend because she just can't have his last name. And I told her that she doesn't have to take his name. There's plenty of women who don't for various reasons.
Yep.
She disagreed and said she doesn't want to keep our maiden name. She wants to have a traditional marriage where she takes her husband's last name.
But you think the guy... Okay.
So, while we were out shopping, I asked, what if her boyfriend proposes to her?
Mm-hmm.
They've been dating for 3 years now. And my husband told me that his brother was looking at engagement rings.
He's thinking about proposing.
She told me she would say only if you change your last name.
Yo.
I told her that was really selfish to give an ultimatum like that. She rolled her eyes. Well, yesterday her boyfriend came over to hang out with my husband, pulled up photos of rings to ask my opinion on which one my sister would like.
Ooh, my boy.
I told him the truth. Don't marry her. She won't marry you because of your last name. You shouldn't propose.
Hey, yo.
He broke up with her today.
Hey, yo. Hi, that was a real quick escalation.
Oh, he didn't tell her why. Oh, gosh.
Whatever.
Okay. Am I the jerk for telling him not to propose to my sister?
You gotta tell him why, but that's not the scenario here.
That's not the... Am I the jerk for telling him not to propose to my sister?
Yes.
Katie Ann.
Yes. Katie Ann, yes, flat out.
You think so?
I do think so.
Her sister said she was not going to say yes. You're setting this guy up for a disaster.
She expedited that process.
She thinks she's helping him out by saying, don't waste your time. She's not going to marry you.
Really?
That's what the sister seems to think.
Yeah, but hear me out, though. They would have had that conversation on their own. That relationship would have broke itself up. You imposing yourself and saying that expedited that breakup. That could have happened and should have happened on its own time. He, unfortunately, you didn't save him. You didn't save him. You broke his heart sooner. He, unfortunately, he needed to have purchased the ring. He needed to have popped a question. And he needed to have had his hopeful fiance say, only if you change your last name.
Mm-hmm.
So that he could then go, what?
Yeah.
And they have that conversation together.
This is so crazy, though, because if this is what's holding you back from getting married, you're not in any place to get married.
No, of course not.
This is so stupid that this would be why you don't want to marry someone, because you don't like their last name. And that means you're not committed at all, in my opinion.
I know it's not the first time this has happened. I've heard of people saying that they hate their partner's last name.
So don't get it.
People have.
It's not a law.
You've created your own last name. Right? People have done hybrid last names where they mix last names and create their own family name.
I have seen that.
You've seen that.
I've seen that. Uh-huh.
Or spin it. The guy takes your name, but she don't want that. She wants a traditional name.
She wants traditional. That's why she doesn't want to marry him.
She wants to take the guy's name. And if you're judging your marriage off of a last name, oh, you ain't never going to find nobody, boo-boo.
Somebody said, not the jerk, saved him time and money. Look at that.
No, unfortunately, no. I hear what you're saying, but I disagree because she imposed herself in that relationship when she had no business doing so.
Somebody else said 1,000% jerk. Wasn't her place.
Yep.
The relationship needed to go through its own progression.
Thank you.
Okay, so 414-533-1037. I'm dying to see what people say about this because the question is on Am I the Jerk? Am I the jerk for telling him not to propose to my sister? If her sister finds out.
Her sister better already know, bro. Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
You
got involved. We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Katie Ann wants to know if she's the jerk for telling her sister's boyfriend not to propose to her. It's quite the web we've weaved here, DZ.
No, a little moral conundrum for the morning.
She's got a twin sister who's dating her husband's little brother for 3 years, and the little sister says, I'm not marrying him because I don't want to take his last name. I don't like it. I don't like the name you got.
That's the most petitious reason to not marry somebody. I don't like your last name.
It's a perfect reason that you have no business even being close to getting married. You don't even know what you're getting into if that's your concern.
That's not the guy you're trying to marry, then. Clearly, why are you dating?
All right, let's start with, let's go to Emily in Greenfield this morning. Hi, Emily. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing well, and yourself?
Good.
So polite. I know. So nice of you.
Well, the new people come in, and they're like, hi.
Prim, proper. Then you get a theme song that Emily's going to be like, hey, what up, y'all?
Yes.
Emily, what do you think? Is she the jerk for telling him not to propose to her sister?
So initially, I was just kind of like, not the jerk, but, that's just meddling.
Oh wait, you're changing on me? You're going jerk?
You about to flip?
I am. She's a flipper. I'm sorry.
Emily, pick a side.
She said I started off inspired and say no, not the jerk, but then I got to thinking and wait a second.
She was trying to help him out.
She was.
Yes.
She was trying to help him out. Mm. But was it the right way to help?
No, sometimes you gotta just leave it at not my monkey, not my circus, and just stay out of it.
Okay.
Ooh-wee.
So Emily says, so you're flipping on me. It's jerk.
Yeah, it's a jerk.
It's jerk.
Jerk. All right, Emily kicks it off. Appreciate your call.
Thanks.
Bye. She said, I flipped mid-thought.
What the hell? David's in Maguanago. You could flip. I'm not used to it being on the air when you change your mind.
She flipped mid-hello.
Hey. You know what? Never mind. I'm going the other way.
She said, hey, changing it right now.
Nobody even went yet to make her change her mind.
Nope. She changed all on her own with no disposition.
Pull up David in Maguanago. He's got his own theme song. He's going to be like, what up?
What up?
What up?
See, we told you.
David, is Katie Ann a jerk for telling him not to propose to her sister?
I say jerk, and the other reason would be because you told me I was going first. That's why she flipped on you.
I mixed you guys up. Sorry.
Oops.
Then this is what we meant about our regulars. Don't hold back. You said I was going first. Why am I second
today?
Why
am I two?
That's right. That's right.
See? All right, so David, what's your thought?
I say jerk because... You got to let you if he's going to propose and you don't know where him and her are at.
Right.
And you need to have it's got to be a two-handed circle, and you agree in public, disagree at home, argue behind closed doors.
And you figure that
your
out on your own.
You don't need to know what's going on with your relationship.
Well, and the sister's the one telling
she says that to you because and your sister tells you that because you're her sister. I wouldn't it's his last name, blah blah blah. But you don't know where they're at with their relationship.
Oh.
And it rings, and she's going to say no because of that.
Mm-hmm.
She might know that it's a little bit of a fictitious reason that in the heat of the moment she says yes, and that last name ain't that big a deal.
The realization, like, oh my gosh, I'm getting proposed to, happens, and then she goes, I don't really care about this last name. I do want to marry this guy.
That's a really solid point, David, is that it's not real until all of a sudden
it's real.
You make all these stupid comments openly about, I don't want his last name, I'll never marry him.
Me.
But when it comes down to it, your actions are different.
Oh my God, he's got a ring.
Now you don't care because you realize it's not about the last name at all.
I'll be Miss Bobblesworth. I don't care.
Yeah, it has.
That's right. It would be like Nature Boy. It would be like Nature Boy asking DZ what he thought of rings, and then him telling him absolutely not.
Don't you dare.
See, David, appreciate your call, dog.
I don't want to get married, but don't you dare.
Don't you dare. Thanks for the call, man. We'll holler at you later, David.
What? I haven't been out with this guy for a week, and you guys are already referencing him on this show. I met him last Wednesday, okay? It's not even a full week with this guy. You guys are killing me.
It's just perspective to help you understand.
All right. You would bring up Nature Boy. All right, Christine's in Waukesha. Let's go to her next. Hi, Christine.
All
good morning.
Right. So far, two not the good jerks. Morning. Are you going to join in with Katie Ann being the jerk?
He's not. Okay, so she's the jerk. He's not the jerk. She inserted herself. Like, this could have gone completely differently. Mm-hmm. Why tell him don't do it? Let him do his thing.
Yep.
And it's going to be a conversation. Like, what? I just feel like she didn't have a right.
She didn't have the right, but she gave herself the right.
Mm. She's trying to warn him, but the reality is he's in a 3-year relationship with her. He shouldn't need that warning. Yeah. He should know all of these red flags already.
Thank you for saying that. How are you going to date somebody for 3 years and not have told them, I hate your last name,
bub? That doesn't even sound right.
Doesn't sound accurate.
It sounds disconnected anyway, and I'm almost glad they didn't get married or they didn't propose.
Ooh, but either way, it works out. Christine brings the broom, says, sweet.
Jerk.
Yes. Well,
Christine, thank you for joining us on Am I the Jerk today. Have a great day.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Boom. So that's it.
Just like that.
Jerk all the way around, right?
Yep.
What do the text messages say? Both sisters are jerks. They're twins. Katie Ann shouldn't have inserted herself in the relationship. The sister should have broken up with her boyfriend first.
It's a dumb reason to not want to get married to somebody, but it was a dumb reason for her to insert herself in their relationship.
Absolutely.
Had it been something bigger, protect your family, protect your well-being, protect the homestead, whatever. Mm-hmm. But this wasn't big enough for you to go, look, this is what it is.
Yeah.
Man.
And nobody's thinking about your last name anyway. I hate to. Once you get out of school, like once you graduate from high school, nobody's even looking at your last name. Maybe on LinkedIn, but it's again, we don't care.
I couldn't tell you half of my friends' new last names now. The ones that have gotten married, the ones that have changed their names. I still know your first name, but I still know your mama's name. I don't care about your last name.
See, exactly.
Get out of here.
I'm with you. Clean sweep jerk today.